Hey everyone. All right, so this is going to be super fun. Earlier this morning, I actually made a post inside of the group asking what everyone's been told about Copaiba essential oil. And so I'd like to go over some of those comments and share with you the lies that you have been told about Copaiba essential oil. It's true. You've been duped. You've been fooled. Not all of the things you've heard about Copaiba are incorrect. But just looking at all of these comments, it's like, oh my gosh, I have to go live and I have to share with you what you've been told that isn't true so that I can clarify so that you can learn the truth about essential oils and essential oil safety. Because, of course, you're in this group, you know that's what I am all about. So I'm just gonna quickly skim through some of the comments and then I will get right to it. And we will go over the four of the most common things that you guys have shared in the comments. And I will, as I'm just skimming through here, I will also be including some things that are legit and then we'll get right to it. I don't want a huge long introduction. I want to make sure that you aren't wasting your time and that we are direct and to the point. So just to go over some of the comments, has pain relieving properties, went to an essential oil workshop several years ago, and the lady told her to use for teething pain for babies. Great for skin trauma. Think I heard it's good for pained muscles. Been told it's better than, and also by another that it's the same as full spectrum CBD. One woman here is using it to help with her fibromyalgia. There's lots of comments here for teething, can be used directly on the gums to help teething babies. Enhances the benefits of other essential oils. Again, enhances the effectiveness of oils, which it's combined. Good for arthritis, good for teething babies, put on teething babies' gums, direct on the gums and diluted for baby teething. There's so much here. So let's get to it. And now that a few more of you have been notified that I am live, excellent. I'm going to go ahead and start to dive into the four things that you have been told about Copaiba essential oil that isn't true. And just for those of you who don't know me, I am a certified clinical aromatherapist. I've been doing this for almost 10 years now. So it's very easy for me to spot information that is incorrect, unsafe, and I try to close my eyes. I try to become a hermit when it comes to social media and Pinterest and Instagram and even Facebook and just not even go there. Do not follow pages that talk about essential oils because it's terrifying. But I feel like I need to kind of put myself out there and risk shedding some tears so that you guys can be informed as to what is actually accurate. And even if I have to suffer with some less hair on my head, I will do it for you guys. So let's dive into the first thing that you've been told. And that is that Copaiba can be used on your infant's gums for teething pain. So first of all, the truth is essential oils don't belong inside the mouth. You are using essential oils. Remember, these are highly concentrated inside of your baby's mouth where their mucosal lining can be damaged, their esophagus can be damaged, and their gut health. Yes, nobody talks about this, but gut health can be affected as well when you ingest essential oils. So that is myth number one or lie number one that Copaiba can be used on your infant's gums for teething pain. Lie number two, it's the CBD of essential oils. Marketing departments are so clever. I really gotta hand it to them. They just love analogies. They love positioning. I mean, a lot of us have heard about CBD and we're like, oh, if this is the CBD of essential oils, that's really exciting and cool. So while it is true that Copaiba is amazing for pain, it does not share the same chemical profile as CBD. It just doesn't. There are no cannabinoids and Copaiba. And if you don't believe me, you can check the GCMS reports and you can see that for yourself. So that would be lie number two. That is the CBD of essential oils. Lie number three is, let me fix that really quickly here. Kind of have that same one in here, so let me fix that for you. All right. Lie number three is that it increases the absorption of other essential oils that is combined with to make them more effective. That would be lie number three. So those of you that aren't science-minded, just bear with me, but I am trying to explain it the easiest way that I can, how this is not true. So the truth is that it's actually all about constituent size. Essential oils are made up of hundreds and sometimes thousands of chemical constituents, and these are made of varying sizes. So the larger molecules won't absorb into the skin. They're just going to sit there. Other molecules are going to evaporate or float away. Some will absorb into the skin, but only a small percentage actually penetrate far enough to make it into the bloodstream. And adding another essential oil, copaiba, or anything else on top is not going to change the molecular size of essential oils. So that would be lie number three. It does not increase the absorption of other essential oils that it's combined with. Lie number four is that it's one of the only essential oils that you can use undiluted without consideration for age. This used to be said of lavender. We have a whole bunch of aromatherapists out there that are now sensitized to lavender. We talked about this the other day inside of the group. You know, when we know better, we do better. Copaiba is not different. It's still a highly concentrated essential oil and it should always be diluted. Now, I will go a step further than that and try to explain that essential oils, they just plain work better when you add them to a carrier. The reason for that is that it allows the essential oils to remain on the skin longer and do their thing. And the therapeutic properties of the carrier are there to further help the remedy the situation. Now, there are rare instances where it's okay to quickly add a drop of an essential oil like lavender and maybe copaiba if you have a bee sting, it's an emergency situation, you don't want to sit there and hear your kid wailing and in pain, or yourself for a large amount of time as you are whipping together a concoction, which is why I do recommend that you always have a bee sting solution ready and available, but most situations are not emergencies. So if you can decrease the amount of times that you are just going to throw essential oils neat on your skin, then that will benefit everyone. Because what you don't want to do is become sensitized. And what that means is it's an immune system response that your body takes and says, I cannot use that essential oil anymore. Do you really want to be in the position where you can never use copaiba essential oil again? I don't think so. And what about lavender? I personally don't love floral aromas. I'm not a huge fan of lavender, but it does have its place. And if I need to use it, I want to be able to. So let's quickly just go over, and I'm going to give you a link where you can download this information. So if you missed the beginning, you can go back and listen, but I literally spent the last couple of hours putting together a downloadable for you, and I will give you the link in a moment so that if you didn't write all this down and you want to share with your friends, you can go ahead and do that. So just going to recap. Lie number one is that copaiba can be used on your infant's gums for teething pain. Lie number two is that it's the CBD of essential oils. Lie number three is that it increases the absorption of other essential oils that it's combined with to make them more effective. And lie number four is that it's one of the only essential oils that you can use undiluted without consideration for age. So let me know which lies that you were told, one, two, three, or four, in the comments. Here is a link where you can go ahead and download what I just put together in text form. You can download it, you can print it, you can also share this link with your friends. Maybe they have heard some of these lies so that they can be informed and not be misled, because that is what I am all about. So thank you so much, Facebook user, for sharing your comment here. I appreciate you sharing your wisdom to help others. Absolutely, my pleasure. We have someone over here that was duped into thinking line number 4, which is it's one of the only essential oils that you can use without consideration for dilution or consideration for age or pregnancy. We have a Facebook user that was duped into thinking that it is the CBD of essential oils. And let me tell you, this is not your fault. I should have started with this. If you were lied to, that is not your fault. It is the fault of the person who lied to you. So there is a lot of marketing out there that its number one purpose is to drive sales, is to cause you to use more essential oils. I actually came across something recently where someone was trying to use 25 drops of essential oil every day for 25 days in a row. I don't know if you've heard this. There's lots of these trends and lots of these challenges that are put out there, but please don't fall for them. The sole intent and purpose of essential oils is to make your life better, to make your children's lives better when used appropriately. And there's no reason, if you are using 25 drops a day, that's 100 drops every 4 days, which is a 5 ml bottle. You should not be going through a bottle every 4 days. That is crazy. I do not use a whole bottle in a whole month. That is just insane. So that is also a lie, does not increase milk supply. There are so many things. We have someone else here who was lied to and told that Copaiba can only be used or can be used on your infant's gums for teething pain. And lie number 3 is that it increases the absorption of other essential oils. These are sales tactics. These are put out, and I'm not saying your friend, your aunt, your neighbor is trying to lie to you. I'm telling you, this goes all the way back to the marketing and sales departments of these companies who literally all day long get paid to come up with other ways for you to use essential oils. And if that's in the form of challenges, they will do that. It's all to increase the number of drops or the bottles that you are using on a daily basis, on a monthly basis, so that you have to buy more and more and more essential oils. I'm telling you, the more you learn about essential oils, the more you realize how one drop goes a long way. When you dilute it, it goes a long way. When you inhale it, it goes a long way. And the amount of money that you are going to spend on essential oils once you become educated is far less than when you are new to essential oils, you're trying to build your collection, and you are trying to use them every way possible. I'm telling you, we have so many people inside the Using Essential Oils Safely Club who have told me this. They're like, Leah, I'm using so much less essential oils since I've learned how to properly use them. Their budget for essential oils has decreased as their knowledge has increased. So I highly recommend that you continue to learn about essential oils. That is why you're here. So I'm really excited for that. Yes, so that would be lie number 2. And you can find that at that link. It's just a download for you to go ahead and I have a list of what you've been told versus what the actual truth is. Yes, exactly. It makes them even more fun to use because I spend less. Absolutely. The more you know, the less you spend, right? All right. So I want to keep this short. I want to be able to share this on YouTube as well. I don't want a very extremely long video that people are going to look at. Oh my gosh, this is a full hour. I'm never going to have time to watch all this. But hopefully this answers your questions and has been informative. And if you are watching the replay, I'm curious to know which lies that you have been told. I'm going to repeat them one more time. Lie number 1 is that Copaiba can be used on your infant's gums for teething pain. In the beginning, I went ahead and told you what the truth actually was about that. Lie number 2 is the CBD of essential oils. Lie number 3, it increases the absorption of essential oils it's combined with to make them more effective. And then lie number 4, it's one of the only essential oils that you can use undiluted without consideration for age. Again, download. It's just 2 pages, PDF, and I list the lies and then what the truth actually is. So let me know what you think. And if you have any questions, let me know. Talk to you soon. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcast.